welcome back to the Connection Podcast. This is Javier.
And I'm Danielle.
And we're so excited to be here with you. We are going through part two or week two of our Advent series. We're calling it Season of Significance. Last week, we did Eternal Hope. And this week, we are talking about True Peace. We wanted to dive in today with our scriptures for the week. Danielle, if you'll read both of those for us.
Absolutely. So first one is John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. And then the second one, Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Thank you. So basically, peace is talked about a lot in the Bible. This season, we talk about it in the context of bringing peace to the whole world. But I believe that peace starts with us. It starts with individuals. I think peace transforms us and makes us better if we let it. Peace is not dependent on circumstances, because of course we know that circumstances change and our feelings change and situations that, you know, maybe we would not choose come about. But peace can still be expected. Peace can be cultivated.
Yeah.
We can use peace to inform our decisions. You know, we look at something that we have to do or that we're faced at doing, and at times, if we really truly still ourselves and allow it, peace can help us lead ourselves to the right decisions. But I believe that peace is one of our purposes, one of the things that we need to cultivate and really kind of go after as individuals in our personal growth.
Yeah, I love that you are talking about cultivating peace and how that's possible. I think a lot of people don't recognize the fact that they are very capable and are actually playing a very active part, whether they realize it or not, in cultivating the culture within their home and within their family.
That's good.
And that culture may not be a culture of peace, but whatever the culture is that exists in your home, it's one you created, and it's one you nurture, and it's one you contribute to. And so cultivating, the idea of cultivating is you are giving thought, you're taking action, you are putting intention into something, you're putting work into something for something to grow.
Yeah.
And so the idea that we can cultivate peace in our own life and in the lives of our family and in our homes is crucial.
Yeah.
If you aren't actively creating a culture of peace in your home, then maybe it's one of those things that you think about and start to wonder, okay, what culture have we nurtured and created in our
That's
home?
Good.
And if you just don't, you know, if you're not intentional about the culture you're creating within your family and within your home, the default, because of our human nature, is probably not going to be a home of peace, a home of love, a home of joy. It's going to be, you know, like I said, we have human nature, so we're looking at selfishness.
Yes.
And we're looking at, well, I deserve this thing or that thing, or no, it's your turn to do that because I'm keeping score and I already did that once this week, so now it's your turn to do that. And all of those things and those decisions that are being made are creating a culture that's different than peace. And creating a culture of peace does not mean that there's never conflict. It doesn't mean that you don't ever discuss things that are challenging or difficult or things that need to be relooked at as a family or as a couple. But being committed to and cultivating peace means that I'm going to bring peace into this conversation. Peace is going to remain in our home.
Yeah.
And you and I can live at peace with each other, with God, with the world, We do not have to operate in a spirit of anxiety or constant turmoil or constant chaos. We really do get to choose those things.
Yeah.
There's circumstances that are always going to be present in our lives. There's things that are always going to happen that are beyond our control. But it's the peace that God gives that transcends all understanding.
Yeah, that's good.
And I like that in this scripture, in this first one in John 14:27, it says, "I do not give to you as the world gives." And I think that, you know, just kind of dissecting that a little bit, it feels like what God's trying to communicate to us in that is that when you give something in the world, there's usually expectations that follow that.
Yes.
I'll give something because I intend to get something, or you'll give something because you intend to get something.
Yeah.
And so for it to be just communicated to us as plain as day that God is giving us his peace, and he's giving us this in the way that is different than the world gives.
Yeah.
One, it's just more powerful because he has the ability to give us things that the world can't, but also he isn't looking for something in return.
Yeah.
It's not conditional. It's not with expectation of if you do this, then I'll do that.
Yeah,
because his word tells us that his love for us is unconditional.
That's good. And what, like, when do you feel at peace? What are the specific settings, or what does it feel like when you're truly at peace?
I think I feel at peace when we're at peace.
Yeah.
When I feel like I am in step and in tune with God and that relationship. When I feel like I'm in his will and living the life that he designed and created for me to live. When Sage is well and thriving, that brings a lot of peace. When our family is healthy and doing well and succeeding and they're feeling satisfied with their lives and their families and their homes and their hopes and their dreams, all of those things bring a lot of peace.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I would say that family for sure is one of our big priorities, and I think that's where I hope to cultivate but also derive my peace from. And I, you know, when it's off, when challenges come or disruptions happen, and, you know, you can tell when the decision, sometimes it's just a split decision, but when the decision goes from choosing peace to choosing anger or frustration or leaning in towards the things that are happening around you, I think that's when the practice of peace comes into play.
Yeah.
Because I think peace does take practice.
Yeah.
I don't think it comes automatically. We'd like to think so. We'd like to think that if we just had enough money in the bank, or we had enough job security, or we had, you know, just being married, does not automatically equal peace.
Yeah.
But cultivating and practicing peace, I think, takes effort and it takes intentionality. I think we want to cultivate a culture of peace, not only just within our families, but I think that, like a radiator, peace actually emanates far and wide.
Yes.
You know that you've been around people, we've been around, you know, we are, you know, around a lot of people a lot of times, but you can tell the difference between a peaceful person and a person just in turmoil.
Yeah.
They can smile, they can show you, you know, the Instagram-worthy sort of moments, but you can tell the difference between a peaceful person and a person who is struggling at the moment. And that's not a judgment or a condemnation, that's just realizing how powerful peace is. It's realizing that peace, when cultivated, when practiced, when purposely implemented, is not just a benefit for you, for yourself, or even just those closest to you, but literally the waves and the ripples kind of go out and can affect and impact other people. And so I think that's why it's been so important for us in different seasons, different chapters of our lives, to purposefully look at how do we make things peaceful.
Yeah.
From making our space and our home quiet, not disturbed, lighting candles, setting ambiance, doing different things that you have always done very well to try and cultivate peace in our home. To me, I think just setting a stage, having the setting, having context for peace is a good start.
Yeah.
And I think that's the great thing about this season and of Christmas is that a lot of people are trying to focus in on, you know, it's the end of the year. Maybe the year went great. Maybe it didn't go quite as planned.
Yeah.
But if you take intentional moments this week, this year, as the year winds down, to hone peace, to practice peace, and to truly try and find peace in, even in the midst of your circumstances, I think it will pay dividends. I think it will be actually of great benefit to you and to others, and even people you don't know. Because I think even having peace at the grocery store or Starbucks, I always think of myself because I'm impatient at times. But with patience comes peace.
Yeah.
I think that when we're in a hurry, when
and
we're
with
trying,
peace comes patience.
Yes. When we're you have to operate within those cycles, because that's just how life is. But have empathy. Show empathy for the checkout person if they're having a, you know, maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe they got to work late. Maybe they had a bad situation at home. Maybe, you know, maybe the person in line in front of you needs just some extra patience from you as well.
Yeah.
But the idea is that your peace is not only attractional, but it affects.
Yeah.
You know, it's atmospheric. It will change the atmosphere in which you're in.
Yep.
And I think that's a good goal to set, is to radiate peace and to truly transform yourself and others with that peace.
I think I heard someone say before that the effects and the impact that we have on people are either positive or negative, that they're rarely neutral, if ever. And so when you think about that, and even if you don't really believe that statement, try and think about just the people you interacted with today. It's like, did that person have a positive or negative impact on you? And if you realize how much power people hold and possess and carry just with their attitudes and the way they interact and their mannerisms, and if they're tapping their foot and if they're huffing and puffing and doing all those things, you know, those negative impacts are always obvious, but the opposite is true too. When someone's kind and someone's patient and someone says, oh, actually, you can check out, you can take your groceries. That happened recently. A lady said, oh, you have way less than I do. You can go in front of me. And I said, well, you were here first.
Yeah.
And she said, no, it's going to take you a fraction of the time. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And that stands out.
Right.
Because that's unusual.
Yeah.
It's unusual for someone to say, I can wait an extra 2 minutes, so you're not waiting an extra 22 minutes.
Yeah, that's nice.
And so just those practical ways of how we can show kindness to people, how we can carry that peace. When people's worlds are crumbling and things are falling apart, being willing to just listen and sit in that tension brings peace.
Yeah.
Being able just to be there for that moment and to offer a listening ear, to offer prayer.
Yes.
Those things can bring a lot of peace to a situation. And so I think if we slow down enough to realize what's going on around us and what's going on in the lives of people, our friends and our family and the people that we get to see on a consistent basis, I think we are able to realize that we have many opportunities to either contribute to chaos and rushed and hurried and all of those social norms that we all, you know, are aware of, or we can usher in peace and stillness. And I have time to listen to your story.
Yeah, that's good.
And I think that brings a lot of healing and has the power to transform relationships, to transform lives, to transform sleeping habits, to transform your health. There's just so many things that are positively impacted by cultivating a spirit of peace.
Yes, yeah, I believe that's true. And I'm definitely grateful for the peace that you generate and that you cultivate. And I'm glad for this season of peace that we're focused on and talking about, the peace that comes from Jesus. Our faith tells us that that's where peace starts, that he's the Prince of Peace, that yes. He came to give us peace, as you said. And it's not a gift, it's not even a circumstance that we can find here on earth. It's, to me, I think, a divine institution that was created.
Yeah.
And I also think that as far as cultivating peace, knowing that it's the reason for this season to be able to have peace, to give peace, to show peace. And I also think that God makes a way for us to share that with others, to be able to, through our thoughts, our actions, our decisions, to be able to give that to others.
Yeah.
And I think you said a minute ago, but it kind of made me think about not being able to control the output, the outcome, the things that happen to us,
right,
or even around us. But what we can control are the inputs,
right,
and our investments and our time that we spend cultivating that peace and joy.
Or
and
our reactions, or the even those, lack thereof.
Yeah.
The reaction.
So there's only a few things, a few knobs or controls that we can, you know, a few levers that we can pull. But we need to do everything that we can do.
Yeah.
We can't control the outcomes. I can't control if another person receives that peace that I give.
Yeah.
But I can control that I'm giving that peace.
Yeah.
And so I think that is my focus for this season and for my life, is to cultivate and create and, you know, sort of accumulate peace so that I can continue to give it away and continue to be peaceful, be at peace with myself, be at peace first inside and and in my own heart, in my own mind, but then exude that peace to other people. And I hope that you will. I hope that everyone listening will. I hope that we'll continue to be at peace.
Yeah.
That we'll continue to be peace and show peace to other people.
Yeah.
And this series, I think, is awesome because it's to the point. It's short. It's something where we can take bite-sized pieces of it each week. And so we'll have two more of these episodes. You can also see the entire series and what we've written on our website at connectglobal.org. We'll put the link directly in the show notes. But we are grateful for you. We are praying for you. We pray for your family and for yourselves to have peace this season. And until we meet again and we come back on this podcast, hope you have a great week.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.